Grandpa's driven through Dunkin' Donuts. So what? I asked, crinkling my forehead as I walked to the refrigerator. My mother's hysterical tone wasn't quite matching up with the mundane words she spoke into the phone. Leave it to my mother to be overly dramatic about Grandpa going out for a coffee. If anyone had cause to be hysterical and dramatic, it was me. Cheating scumbag fiancé? Wedding canceled? Writing career hanging by a thread thanks to mega case of writer's block, thanks to cheating scumbag fiancé. It had been quite the chain reaction. But had she asked me about any of these tragedies recently? Nope. Here she was, freaking out, because Grandpa had utilized a drive-thru window. I opened the fridge and pulled out a bottle of water. Drive-thrus are a modern-day convenience, Mom. You might want to try one sometime. You're not getting it! He drove through a Dunkin' Donuts! I froze midway through unscrewing the cap. You don't mean literally? Yes, literally, said Mom. Your grandfather has literally driven his Jeep through the front window of Dunkin' Donuts. It's probably all over the news. I just got a call from the Autumn Borough Police. I'm due on air in 10 minutes, Amy, and now I'm visibly shaken. Who wants to order cruiseware from a person who looks visibly shaken? I walked back toward the couch with one hand clamped across my mouth. The police were involved? This was serious. Is he okay? I asked. He's fractured his wrist, said Mom. But nobody else was hurt, thank God. He claims he was pressing the brake when the car just shot forward. Same old story they all use at that age when they forget which pedal is the accelerator. I could almost hear the eye roll in her voice. I knew this would happen. I knew if I let him keep his driver's license that it was only a matter of time before disaster struck. I never should have left him alone up there. He's been up there alone for 10 years, Mom, and he's been totally fine until just now. I slumped back into the couch, still processing my relief that Grandpa hadn't killed anybody.